Welcome back to Consider Dead. This is episode 8, and it is our first episode of the year. Was it 2021? Sorry, a year of madness, a lot of crazy stuff. But we're going to start you off with a song. It's Tokyo Blade, Warrior of the Rising Sun.
I got that.
And that was Tokyo Blade, you just heard.
Tokyo Blade!
Brian's choice.
I'm Dead King.
I am Travis from Winnetka.
And I am Leilani at Suck My V.
We are considered dead.
If powers combine, we could.
I don't know. Wonder Twin powers activate.
I always hated those freaking the Justice League. Like, they were like these crazy ass superheroes, and then there was these twins, and like I forgot which character it is, but one of those turns into animals, and the other one just turns into objects. And I remember one time Cartoon Network made fun of it. Like, a girl turned into like a monkey, like a big old gorilla, and the guy turned into a bucket of water. Like, he was just a bucket of water. He's like, how can you get to be all the cool ones? I just like a bucket of water or something like that. He was like always like an object. He was never an animal.
Yeah, they actually made
a toilet.
They made an iPhone.
Shit.
They made an iPhone game out of that called Hide and Seek. Yeah, it's where you turn into different objects in an office to try to hide from people. And if they shoot at you, you become a thing and you have to go and try to run from them and turn into another object.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
Well, it's kind of like Prop Hunt on Call of Duty.
Exactly, actually, like Prop Hunt. It's exactly like that.
So this is our first recorded episode of the new year.
Yeah, 2021, man.
We've been kind of busy. The last one we did was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We've been a little busy. We've had New Year's.
Birthdays.
My birthday was on the 4th. Mm-hmm. Did a cabin trip.
Mm-hmm.
Brian's kid's birthday is on the 3rd, so he's been busy too.
I have a kid.
I think it's still alive.
I feed her once.
Survived her birthday.
I feed her once in a while.
Did you forget to feed her today?
There you go.
Well, Lana's been busy working, so we're back again. Do a little catch up episode.
Yeah, you got some mustard with that.
Huh? Brian asked me how. What the fuck?
I got it. He said it's a ketchup episode. He's like, a little mustard with that.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting too much. It's too much.
Brian, ask me how old I am.
Huh?
Ask me how old I am.
You're not a day over 21, brother.
That's right. Did you know that?
You're not a day over 21?
Exactly. I just turned 21.
Wow, then what are we doing here? We need a shot for that.
Yeah. They got those drive-through stripper clubs?
Let's go. Like, I'm not legal to go to strip clubs.
They just put their butt in the window.
You can't even touch it. Touch the window.
You can legally rent a car.
Yeah. So if you guys need a vehicle or going to go on a trip, you can just put it in my name.
Or we can just make out.
Ooh. In front of the car dealer or the car rental place?
They just go there to make out.
Just go make out there.
Guaranteed.
Make with those awkward videos like you see randomly of like people just doing weird shit out in public.
There you go. You
just get two big guys making out at the car rental place.
We'll go viral, man. TikTok goes though. Guy with the cranberry did it. Why can't we?
With the cranberry?
I'm more of a Twisted Tea kind of video.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the cranberry. He's like, he's drinking cranberry. He got a lot of money for that.
He's doing the Fleetwood Mac song.
Dogface. Yeah. That's his name, Dogface. Yeah.
Why can't we make videos like that? I swear to God, ever since I've known Brian, like, we come up with these stupid fucking scenarios of shit. And we never record it. Like, we can, like, act out our own scenarios that we create. And I swear to God, we probably could have been viral for, like, the last 10 years.
What was that one series that that you really liked?
Workaholics. That's basically Brian and I.
Yeah, we make a lot of stuff just like that in our heads.
Do you guys remember that Workaholics episode where it was called Brociopath?
No.
And it's with that guy who's from Kappa Zeta Nu. He's like, yeah, my name's Don Heil and you bitch ass.
No, I don't remember.
Oh my gosh, great episode. Everyone needs to check it out. It's my favorite episode of Workaholics.
I like the one where they go to the what's it called? The pregnant woman's party. When a woman's pregnant, they have a party for her.
A baby shower.
Yeah,
a shower for babies.
Yeah, they have the baby shower, and those three fools show up, and they put ecstasy inside the Kool-Aid.
Oh my God! Yes, I remember that.
And then all the fucking women start fucking grinding, getting naked and shit. What the all hell? The pregnant women, yeah. That's
messed up. Or that episode where Adam's in the hot tub making out with that chick, and he's just like, yeah, dude, I was doing this trick on her. You remember that? No. No, I just did that for nothing.
I like the one where they're going to the movies, and they're just like, they're in the driving in the car, fucking hot box as fuck. They're driving and smoking. And, you know, really they park good. In the they park in the drive in the parking lot. See all the smoke coming out of the car. They're like, yeah, I can't wait to see this movie. You see them walk up to like the stand or whatever, and they said, three tickets, please, for whatever. The camera turns, they're at a police station. And they're talking to a police officer. Stupid. Three tickets,
please. I haven't seen that episode. Oh, it's great.
I like that one episode. Because I haven't seen the series, so I was just joking.
Oh.
I haven't seen an episode.
So I think it's on Hulu.
Huh?
I think it's on Hulu.
I'm married, dog.
Damn.
Y'all don't binge
You can only watch Disney Plus.
That's all we watch is Disney Plus. What are you talking about?
Whack.
My kid, my kid's like, what? You want to have personal time and watch your own movies? Get that shit out of here, man. Yeah, put some cartoons, man. Yeah.
Well, now that it's 2021, you know, a lot of new things on the horizon.
I can start hitting my kid.
Oh, there you go.
It's legal Child now. Services. Right. I'm ready for you. No,
get me out of here.
Save me.
I'm just kidding. Don't divorce me, baby.
I got a little funny story about that. Well, no, I'm not going to get into it.
Oh, shit. It's not even funny.
No, I realized it. I was saying it, and I'm like, eh, that's actually brutal abuse. I've got that's no funny story.
Not funny at all.
Go see therapy.
Have you guys heard any new music?
Me?
Been listening to new music?
Well, I just showed you guys. Everyone listened to it.
That's not new music.
It's new to me.
Oh, sorry.
Tokyo Blade, man. Warrior of the Rising Sun was the first song I heard. Wow.
That's actually really funny you mentioned new music, because on my ride back today from the cabin, I was expressing to Kasia that I am in a music dry spell. And he asked me what I meant by that, and I'm like, well, you know, I haven't found anything lately. Like, I've been on Pandora, Spotify, and I put on that random shuffle of playlists. New releases, nothing.
Get coconut oil or something, or lotions.
What?
Oh, new releases. All right. Okay. Yeah.
No, I get it. Dry spell.
Oh, yeah.
Get dry spell. You know. What the hell? You got to rub one out.
There you go.
That sounds...
Now you haven't listened to any new?
I've been trying to. So if you guys or any of our listeners have any recommendations, you know, please shoot it my way.
Let's do it.
That's we could post that.
Mm-hmm.
I got any new music for Miss Leilani?
Your girl is getting
she
lonely.
Is Miss Jack of all trades. She'll listen to anything.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said Dragon Ball Z will listen to anything, but
I love Dragon Ball
Me
Z.
Me too.
You like Dragon Ball Z?
No, I never liked it. I never liked Dragon Ball Z. That was so stupid. Especially when they would just sit there for like 10 minutes where the guy's just standing there and you just see the fucking wind blowing and they're just looking at each other back and forth like they're going to fuck each other in the eyes. And I don't know. I just couldn't get into it.
I'll fuck you in the eyes.
They'll stand there for like 25 minutes and then fight for 5 minutes and then the show would be over. What the fuck? You know I have a point.
No, it was great. I love it.
It's terrible.
I love it.
I'll
marry it right now.
I'm sorry, I just lost all auditory hearing for like the next 20 seconds after you said you don't like it.
I generally don't like any kind of anime. There's very few anime that I've watched.
All right, guys.
Not even
hentai. It's been good.
Not even hentai?
I like hentai. Yeah, what about hentai, man? Yeah, come, like on, hentai. Come on.
I don't watch that shit.
You want to watch it?
No.
I'll put on something.
I've got this great Star Wars parody. Parody.
I have this one I saw where this girl's like, oh no. He made the guy made a clone version of herself. And she's like, oh no, I'm fucking myself. And so she's like,
dude,
oh,
dude, I think
no.
I've seen something like that.
It was funny though. She's like, I'm fucking myself.
Is that on Pornhub?
I think so.
Yeah.
We're looking up right now.
Man, I wonder why you guys get fucking viruses on your telephones. And
what do you mean? I don't have no viruses. I give them viruses.
Yeah. I've been listening to new music.
What have you been listening to?
Wow.
Like modern day thrash metal.
Okay.
Modern
thrash metal, like Power Trip.
Ooh, Power Trip. Rest in peace, brother.
Modern day thrash metal.
Young group. I think they're out of... I was going to say they're from California, but they might not be.
I have no clue.
But yeah, they're a young group. They have a couple albums out now.
Yeah, they have a ton of albums.
They sound pretty dope. Very thrash.
Yeah, the singer just passed away. Punk rockish.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The singer just passed away not that long ago.
From Power Trip?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's why they've been getting out there a lot, because the singer had just passed away. I don't remember what happened, but I think it happened last month or two. But
holy shit!
Maybe like two months ago, or I don't remember. But yeah, something happened. Like, I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
He was pretty young. He was like in his 30s.
I guess we can. Yeah, look
these
that.
Guys, they were pretty young. I thought they were in their 20s.
No, they're in their 30s.
Okay.
What was the name of this?
Power Trip. Well, wow, so we'll look into it in a bit.
Shout out to Power Trip and
yeah, rest in peace.
Wish them the best. Yeah, but listen to their two albums and. Probably my favorite one right now is their song Crossbreaker.
Yeah. Woo. Woo.
Crossbreaker by Power Trip.
It was Riley. That was the name of the singer.
The lead singer, Riley, passed away back in August. From,
so we did our little homework right now.
Oh, I feel so sad.
I know, you just found out
about just found out about this band, and I've been listening to both of their albums. I didn't know he passed away.
Yeah, man, he's gone. Oh. I'm next.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
So what does it mean to be thrash?
What do you mean? Like getting fucked up? Like getting drunk?
I get thrashed all
the time. What's the, you're talking about like the definition of thrash metal and metal in the metal industry?
Yes.
I'll let Brian answer this question.
All right, and
there you go.
So thrash metal is part of a subgenre of extreme metal. So you have metal, you have extreme metal, and extreme metal breaks down into different branches. You have thrash metal, Slayer, Metallica, the first wave of black metal, Venom, Celtic Frost.
You're doing good, bro. You're doing good.
Then we have what's the one Ogre likes?
Death metal?
No. Oh, we have death metal. So we have the band Death.
Well, he likes like
Cannibal
that,
Corpse.
He likes like that brutal stuff.
Yeah, it's just like the brutal genre of metal.
Yeah, but thrash is just.
I feel like it's a mix of all of it.
Thrash.
A thrash, because they sometimes push the boundaries of Satanism. Or at least they talk about it.
No, but thrash is just a definition of rebellion against glam. That's what it is.
So it's kind of thrashing everything together in one.
No, it got inspired about guys wearing makeup and tight jeans.
The white faces with the black makeup.
Yeah, that's why Metallica, Slayer, and all those guys are just like.
Yeah, but they're pretty hardcore, like with the screaming and
yeah, it was,
and they do talk about Satanism in some of their songs.
Everything they talk about everything.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a blend of all of extreme metal.
Yeah,
in my definition.
Yeah, they just wanted to be fast, and the fastest thing around was punk. So they got punk influence, and they put it
way better guitar.
They got punk, and then they got influenced by Black Sabbath, which was really heavy at the time. And
yeah.
Put that together.
Is that how like black metal started?
No, thrash started first. Oh. And then black metal got inspired at the same
time. Yeah, that's what I meant by Black Sabbath.
Because a lot of them, you listen to all their music, they have a really influence on like heavy metal, which the definition of heavy metal is like Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath.
A little more mainstream.
AC/DC. They're all like the first metal, you know, bands like that are just... heavy.
So you take that music and you dial it up about to like 9.
Yeah, and that's thrash.
Okay.
Yeah. So they just got all the 80s stuff just got influenced by them.
Well, I really like that song a lot.
Yeah, and that's Frost just a modern version of all that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to find bands like that now. At least for me, it's hard for me to find new bands that are like that kind of keep that old style of thrash metal.
Yeah, but keep it entertaining. Right? Like, keep it good. It's just that there's so many bands now.
Yeah.
That it's hard to find variety. One that, yeah, so it's hard to find that one that just sticks out, you know? It's like, whoa, I heard all these bands, but this one's just...
This one has something special.
This one's got a little juicy juice.
A little zest.
A little...
A little snake on the fritz.
Oh,
makes
you want to go poo-poo.
Ooh, a turtle head out the booty hole.
Oh! Well,
just a splatter.
It makes you wonder how they're going to do the toilet seat. Like, what the fuck? How'd you get there? What the fuck? Oh,
shit.
Like, what the fuck?
I aimed
down.
You ever have to shit so bad, like, you just shit just before you sit on the toilet and it somehow just magically goes straight into the hole?
I just feel like it just, like, it's, you shit so hard and it's just like, bah! Torpedo!
I don't know. Those alcohol shits. Next morning when you think you got a fart.
Oh, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I just did one earlier.
I thought you shouldn't do.
And we bring skid mark back to the table.
There you go.
You remember last time?
I'm down.
Oh, what's it called? When I went to the cabin on Thursday, I didn't take a shit all day. I was like, oh, no. Because the cabin pipes...
Mm-mm, they can't handle you, that load.
It can only handle like women shits. It cannot handle man shits. And like, so like the room I had my own bathroom on the third floor. My own room, my own bathroom. took a piss in it. I flushed it. The thing barely flushed the piss. I'm like, there's no way I can take a shit. So I held that shit in like a champ.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got home the next day, the next morning, and, you know, it was...
the door creaked.
Before I even sat down, it was just... It already knew.
The door, best feeling. The toilet was just there chilling. Right. And all of a sudden, the
door... It was minding his own business.
The door just... And the toilet's like, wait, what was that? Two red eyes in the shadows. Travis? Travis, don't do this, Travis. Yes. Don't do this, Travis. He just sat down. No! No!
No! He just gets drowned.
Why are you doing this, Travis? That's a lot of shit, Travis. That's a whole 24 hours of shit.
I was just all fucking, that was the whole fucking care package. And
care package.
And some.
What the hell? Juggernaut.
Anyways.
Oh, man. We're from that to Modern Warfare.
Well, now that shit's covered.
There you go.
Da-da-tsh. The pun, now that shit's covered.
Yeah.
Yes!
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
I thought it was funny.
Oh, that's why you laughed?
I did. In my life.
Just kidding. Pathetic.
That old saying, it was so funny, I forgot to laugh.
No, I always laugh. Every time I see myself in the mirror.
But I always laugh. When every time I look down.
Oh, fuck! Oh, shit!
You got a better one, Lelani?
I was going to say.
I don't know. We just started laughing. I don't know.
I don't know, dude. We went from shits.
We're going way off topic.
All right, all right, all right.
We're on a podcast, right? I don't know. Yeah.
We're a music podcast for professionals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we like music.
Yes. Yeah, the top of the charts has been amazing.
Yeah. No, but so we're going to start implementing more ghost stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. So we have this idea.
We've done it before,
but let's let Lonnie talk about it, because it was her idea.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hey, guys.
Anyways, so...
Oh, wow. No, I was kind of just, you know, spitballing ideas, thinking, since our name is considered dead.
Jesus Christ.
How did that get into my mouth?
You're pulling it too hard back. That's what she said.
That thing went exactly into my mouth. Like, you know what it reminded me?
The bottle went in your mouth?
No, it reminded me of, you guys ever seen 28 Days Later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the guy looks up and that crow picks at that thing and that drop of blood just
right
gets to his
eyeball.
Eye. Like, that's what it felt like right now. I'm like, this is turning into a monster right now. So, anyways, ghost stories. Sorry. Yeah. Ghost stories.
Continue.
Yeah, we were just spitballing ideas here, and I thought because of our name.
Oh, my God. I thought that was my bracelet. I've been looking for it. It's literally all white, but this is a skull. It's these exact beads, and this is a skull. A black skull.
Oh, you lost it?
Yes. I was like, she fucking stole it.
No way. I just got this for Christmas.
I was about to sack her.
Dap sack the head tack. All right, listen, guys.
I'm listening.
I'm concentrating. Go ahead.
What are we talking about? How the shit splashes up.
Yeah.
How does it get underneath the toilet? No, we're talking about, we start adding more ghost stories.
Oh,
since the considered dead. Travis is handsome.
Yeah, pretty much anything along the lines of kind of like, you know, we're considered dead podcast. Why don't we talk about the dead? Why don't we talk about mysteries, stories, or even like places, abandoned places that we may think are haunted, and we can investigate and give you guys something to listen to. That's some wholesome content.
Yeah, it'll be dope because since the fact that the name itself is pretty strong, considered dead.
You know,
you think about that. And we started as music. We started going on to movies. And then even then, back then, we started adding like more like ghost stories and stuff like that. We would ask the bands, like, hey, you guys have any ghost stories and stuff like that? But you brought it up, and I was like, oh, that'd be dope. Like, start adding more like ghost stories, like abandoned places, and we're a podcast.
Just
the sky's the limit.
Yeah, fun little featured fun featured stories, just like little short snippets that get you got your gears going, give you some stimuli in your brain, gets you spooked at night after listening to Consider Dead podcast.
Consider
the haunting. Maybe with a scary story to think about. Because I read a lot of horror novels, whether it's like horror novels or people's own personal stories that they write. They write into a novel.
I remember that one time you did that live special, like at 2 a.m.
or something. Oh, yeah. On my Twitch channel, I did.
I forget what was it, but it was
like the horror house, stories. Right? Yeah, I told horror stories, yeah.
The house is like waiting for families to come or something.
Oh yeah, that wasn't on Twitch though. That was an actual novel.
Oh,
the one I did on Twitch was like a bunch of short stories, and I just read them or I played the audiobook on my
it was a trip
on Twitch. Mm-hmm. So like I have horror stories galore. That's my shit.
Well, with that being said, would you guys want to maybe turn this podcast into another direction of
we should
stories?
We should start.
I'm down. If we can like somehow implement it, you know. Yeah, even when we have guests,
we can ask them too. Yeah,
like you know, we'll ask them the question. We'll go back to the question that I used to ask.
Ghost stories, or are they like?
Have you had an experience?
Experiences? I know any crazy stuff.
Experience stories are the most interesting.
When you guys hear a scary story, like one that you know is real from a trusted source, like a family member, like a grandma or something, what is the very first thing?
Peer review journal.
Or yeah, even that. Like when you read something and it connects with you, you're like, oh my gosh, this seems real. What's like one of the very first things in your body?
Scholarly journal. Sorry.
You fucker. I had a ring in it. So what is it? What do you feel?
That toilet, how the shit gets up. I'm just kidding.
I start to cry for no reason. And I'm a very strong person, but for some reason when a very true, scary ghost story hits me and it resonates with me, I'm not sitting there sobbing, but my eyes just start to water and tears go down my face, and I don't know why.
I just get numb.
Really?
Yeah, you know when you get cold and you get that tingling, like you get like a...
Especially when you hear some
goosebumps,
you just get cold. Yeah, it's like that. Huh?
How about you, Trav?
What'd you say?
What do you mean?
What's the very first thing you feel in your body when you hear a true ghost story?
My body? I don't know. I think I feel like I'm more intrigued.
Your butt tickles?
Especially if it's like, you know, a lot of paranormal stuff happens to people. But how it happens to people, that's what's intriguing. Because it could be the same story, but how it happens to the person, that's what makes the difference. And makes the story interesting. And I don't necessarily get scared. I just... Unless it's like nighttime when I'm going to bed, then all those thoughts come back to my head and I have to turn on my nightlight.
You live in a really big house all alone.
Yeah, my dog doesn't do shit.
He takes a lot of shits.
Yeah, it takes a lot of shits.
Have you guys heard of the story, when the log rolls over, we'll all be dead?
What log?
Like a shit log?
Those logs?
A fire log?
Get away from that log.
The train is saving yourself.
I got a scary story, but I guess we can save it for next time.
Well, we could. Okay.
Or we can post it in the... Is it a long story?
Uh-uh.
We can post it.
Is it like a three-book story?
No, I actually have it... I think I'm pulling it up right now. It's a story that my dad would tell me when I was a little kid, all the way until I was like 13 and I realized it wasn't that scary. But it was pretty funny. And good and scary. Yeah, it's short. This is how short it is. Look, so it starts here. Yeah, so it starts right here. And then it ends right here. Yeah. Very short.
Yeah, it seems short.
It's a 4-5. Wait, hold on. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs.
Holy, we appreciate. I'm down. We should do something like that.
I mean, I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, because the more we have to offer to everybody about it. And the thing is, a lot of people relate to a lot of things. So why not just open the doors to whatever we can get to, you know? Because we done music, we done movies, and then we could start doing stuff like that. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah, that was like... What the hell? I saw little donut holes coming out. Little dick rings. I was like, what?
To catch it with your penis.
They don't call me suck my vape for nothing.
Oh. This is turned rated M.
Turned rated M. Not for children.
I was wondering why.
What is it? Fucking.
What?
Never mind. Cut that out.
Should we just put that hentai clip in
there? Right. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
let's put the. We'll finish off this conversation, but then we'll do the last song.
Anything you guys have done that's exciting in the new year so far?
I've been drunk for the last week.
That's exciting.
We're getting ready for a music video. What? My band. We're getting ready for a music video. We might play a show. It's just. With COVID going around,
it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the guys already had gone in. They're getting over it. And, well, it's just kind of hard because people want us to play, and it's kind of like someone gets sick or they cancel the show or something's going on. So it's a little hard for it being a musician right now.
I can understand. I can't say I know what it's like to be in your shoes, but I feel this might go on for a while. So
yeah, it's not gonna end not anytime soon.
No.
I already expect that. If anything, I feel like this year got worse from last year.
I do too, truthfully. This new wave, weirdly enough, the first wave didn't get to anyone really close to me, and this wave right now has gotten to almost everybody that I know now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're surviving, which is great. I don't know if we'll talk about it later, but yeah, this time around seems a lot more scary and close to home than last time.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone we know now is getting it. Yeah.
I can't imagine what it's like to be a musician. And I mean, I can imagine, but it would devastate me to be put in this position to not be able to play shows. To
just imagine being like investing a lot of money and like drinking and then going to a place at night and then drink more. Yeah.
That sounds like my normal life.
That sounds like my normal life.
I don't understand.
No, just kidding. No, nothing crazy. It's just, we can't play. We're just going to drink and play. That's all we're going to do. We just keep creating. That's all we can do. And it's still dope. But the thing is, what's dope is the internet. Man, thank God.
Have you tried
that?
Have you tried doing virtual shows yet?
We try, but it's always somebody missing.
That's not good, man.
Yeah, because it's like, as I told you, someone's getting sick. Or someone's getting like overworked because everyone's calling out.
Yeah.
So someone's like, I can't come because someone called out. And it's kind of like that.
Pick up the slack.
Yeah. So we haven't had like a live day because not everyone has like a 9-to-5 job. Everyone has like different hours. Yay.
Well, I really hope you guys could like come to a point where maybe you can do a virtual show.
Yeah, we want to. We really do. So we're getting there though. It's just with this whole new schedules coming up, it's just hard. So,
well, I mean, you got me and Taraf here to support you along the way.
Yeah. We'll do it here.
He's all stone cold face. Like, Gary. What is this?
Gary. Well, he's going to record us for the music video.
What?
Yeah, Travis is going
to
record us.
We had this conversation and you said you agreed to help me out with it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Whoa.
We've had this conversation twice, actually. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I guess you got to take that up with the other Lonnie.
Oh,
Well, I can get us there real quick if you want. We can take another
my
shot.
My knuckles fuck.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Yep, I won't.
All right, then.
Last time she told me take it up with Lonnie, I sent her the gif of Aragorn saying for Frodo and running into the
ground. Oh, he runs to the ground?
You had to be in the conversation. You had to.
He went into the ground. I've never seen that one.
No, like he was running into like for Frodo, and like he's like basically going into like where the whole army is. Like right when that the fucking guy with the face comes out, he's like, you know.
No, but I would imagine him just going like, "Oops!" It trippy. Like, "Oops!" Like, all embarrassing.
That was awesome. That was really awesome.
Oh yeah. So like,
I do remember that.
But yeah, we're getting close to the end of the podcast, right?
So we are, and we have to actually introduce we have to introduce my next song.
Let's do it.
What you got for us?
All right. So for my next song, I'm going to be playing. For my next song, I'm going to be playing a song called Watch Me Rise by Have Heart. And this song has got me through COVID pretty well. So I hope you enjoy it.
All right. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you later.
Until next time.
Next time. Bye.
Later. God damn!
Goes like